This is JIS News. Coming up, public sector wage negotiations now underway. Mining resumes at Allpart Bauxite Plant and $1 billion to be invested in Oceana Hotel. The news in detail after the break.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Now the news. Public sector wage negotiations for the 2015 to 2017 period were expected to begin today at the Ministry of Finance and Planning. A release from the ministry issued Wednesday indicated that the negotiations were scheduled to start at 10 a.m. The wage negotiations are being led by Minister with Responsibility for the Public Service Horace Dalley and the Chief Technical Negotiating Team representing the Jamaica Confederation of Trade Unions led by Helene Davis-White. The Jamaica Teachers Association is scheduled to meet with Minister Dalley at 2 p.m. The Industrial Relations Unit will engage with approximately 37 bargaining units representing public sector workers throughout the negotiating period. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips has indicated that he expects the wage negotiations to proceed amicably.
I have every hope and confidence that the same spirit that guided the earlier negotiations when wage restraint was accepted will be available to us as a country now as we seek to make up some of the lost ground, but recognizing that it is not possible to do everything that probably would even be justified and which may be expected.
The minister was speaking at the recent opening of the Scotia Group Fairview Financial Center in Montego Bay, St. James. Mining activities at the Allpart Bauxite Alumina plant in Nain, St. Elizabeth resumed Monday, March 23, under the government's agreement with Russian aluminium company UC Rusal. The agreement will facilitate the mining and export of up to 2 million tons of raw bauxite for a period of 18 months, valued at an estimated $60 million. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the company has already employed 40 people and has committed to hiring an additional 70 persons by the end of this month.
UC Rusal has secured all the required permits for its operations. Haulage of bauxite from the plant to the port will commence by the end of April 2015.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the company has already employed 40 persons and has committed to hiring an additional 70 by the end of this month. The Prime Minister was making her contribution to the 2015-2016 budget debate in Parliament Tuesday. The recommissioning of Allpart, including the refinery, port, mines and other facilities, is expected to generate some 1,200 jobs in various capacities. The new owners of the Oceana Hotel in downtown Kingston will spend approximately $1 billion to renovate the property over the next 12 to 18 months. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the ground floor is being fully renovated and will be outfitted with new equipment, fixtures and fittings to accommodate 400 to 500 persons in modern office space facilities.
The full rollout of the overall development, inclusive of the hotel operations, will also see additional investments being made in future phases.
The Prime Minister adds that demolition work has already started on the ground floor of the existing Oceana building. The Urban Development Corporation divested the Oceana Hotel in 2014 to a Jamaican-Canadian consortium at $385 million. And the Southeast Regional Health Authority, SERA, has implemented a toll-free telephone line and an email address to allow members of the public to provide feedback on the service received at health facilities across the region. The toll-free number is 1-888-429-5013 and the email address is patientcare@sera.gov.jm. SERA Chairman Dr. Andre Cook says the complaints received will be addressed as a means of improving service delivery to clients.
All complaints will be taken to the board for us to assess what has been complained about, what has been done to remedy the situation. Because we at Southeast Regional Health Authority are not afraid of complaints. Complaints actually show you areas where you need to make improvements. So we will try to remedy the situations as they arise. Try to ease the pain index of our clients, which is what we're here to do.
Dr. Cook was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.